On Shri Shul Pesach, how are you, everyone? Hashem forgive everyone, all our dear friends, a big sat Ishmael. On Shri Shul Pesach, I was zochet to go to Hagon Rav Don Segel Shlita by Shua Sayam, and he said a short shmooze before, a very important shmooze, a shmooze that will give us life in this world. Rav Don said, the Gemara Brachis, that Chof Amin Aleph asks a Shaila Tzuma. Rav Papa asked Abai a Shaila. Why is it, Rav Papa asked, that the Kamoi, the Doros Kamoim had Nisim? And then the Doros Kamoim is Rav Yehuda. And our Doros, Rav Papa told Abai, haven't got Nisim. Why is that? Rav Papa said, that we're learning more. Rav Yehuda only learned a certain amount of Shas, Nezikin, and we learn everything, Tyrus. Why we haven't got Nisim? So Abai said, Adorah Nur, Abai answered Rav Papa, that's Chof Amin Aleph and Brachis, that the Kamoi were Moser Nefesh, Kirush Hashem. Basroi, not Moser Nefesh. This is so, Abai said. Person wants Nisim, wants Sat Ishmael, yes, Moser Nefesh. What's that? Like it's also a pasuk in Kedoshim, Nikdashti of Sukh Mera Israel, being Moser Nefesh. So Nachshon ben Aminadab jumped in the yam. One yachid, Hoisa Yehuda Halakotcho, Rashi and Tilden Kofi Dalid. So and the yam split. We must jump in the yam. Nachshon even a yachid jumped in the yam and the yam split. Sometimes Hashem, we daven and daven Oish, we daven Dom Laila for Yeshuas, we daven Yom Laila, and I'm always see Hashem doesn't answer. Hashem wants the Moser Nefesh. Like it says, Dabri Abadonai Yisrael V'Yisrael. Says Rashi, Apele, Rashi, Imshalach, Lo Eis Ata Lach B'Tfila, She Yisrael Nisrini B'Tzorah. What does that mean? B'Tzorah, we have to have Tfila. Says Dorachayim, Amo, we haven't got Tfila, we haven't got Tzchiyos. We have to be Moser Nefesh. Moser Nefesh, ooh, then, you want to be Moser Nefesh, okay. You're going Mial Ateva? I'll go also Ateva. Dabra Abnei Sovi So. This is what we have to have. Dabra Abnei Sovi So. Just go. There's a yam here. No, be Moser Nefesh. And there's no yam. No yam. So in life, we have a yam in front of us. We have many things. We have to have Sat Ishmael in. Many things we have to have Yeshua and Sat Ishmael. And we see a yam in front of us. We have to be Moser Nefesh. Daber of Israel be so. Daber of Israel be so. And the yam won't be there. And the yam will split. Everyone has yam in front of him. Many Yeshuas we need. But if we daber of Israel be so, we have to be Moser Nefesh. Our Moser Nefesh is not jumping into a yam. No, we have no yam mamish in front of us. We have different types of being Moser Nefesh. May I say a few dugmos of being Moser Nefesh. Come to Shachris early. Avada, it's a little hard. We're tired. We're working everything. We're very tired in Yonim. But come early. If you come early, there's a big Sat Ishmael. Davening is the ikra of life. If you come early, you're a mechabit tefillah. Rav Eliyahu Bruch, I think that's all said from Rav Chassid Levenstein, that if you're a mechabit, Ramelach David Zakein, bo ba yomim, ba chasu ba begodim, lo yicham lo. He's not mechabit begodim, he told the beggar of Shaul, begodim not mechabit him, not mechamim him, who did everything. If you're a mechabit tefillah is mechamim you, mechabit you, Hashem will help you. You have to be more Moser Nefesh. Not go to the yam, but wake up early, come daven early, daven well, or brachas first, psukhe zimra later, or every word of psukhe zimra, as yoshe well, that'll be set. That's it. It needs a little Moser Nefesh, a little bit of putting your heart into tefillah, a little to bed, a little to rise. As another, be Moser Nefesh, do shtayim mikra well, shtayim mikra, shtayim mikra, echatagim, a bit every day. Now we have two parshas, a little hard to finish with Rashi, do with Rashi well. Every day, a parsha, like the Goyen said, the Goyen said, Rav Yashiv did every day, one parsha or two parsha a day, and he finished. and learn Rashi, and you have what to say at the Shabbos table. It's a very, it needs a little mus nefesh, it's a little hard, but whatever is hard, do. If you have sfeikus, ask rabbanim, ask sfeikus in halacha, in gemara, in eretz sfeikus in halacha, hashkafa, ask. This gemara bracha says the last daf in bracha is tamak kimo, says the davar neira, a pasuk in mishle, im navalta bes nasi, says the gemara, Rashi. If you have shaila, people are laughing at you, you're laughing, asking all these foolish shailas, don't worry, ask. And you get answers. Rabbanim will answer you, and you know what to do. You know, Pshat Gemara. Ask. But asking is a little shvira, a little busha. Ask. Shaila is foolish. Are you foolish? So ask, and then you'll see. You'll get answers. Navalta, like an avela. Bisnase, you'll rise. Says Rashi. A little shvira. Ask shaila. Go to a rav. Go to a shiva. Magachir. Ask. Call them. Go to them. Ask them. If you learn a Gemara, learn Shakmataya Gemara, little Shvet, go over the Gemara again and again and again. Rav Yoshe, again, went to Gemara many times, again and again and again. He told me if you want to learn Gemara 40 times, Abim Pamim, learn it 40 times, go over clear. If you have Shalas, Eschavirim, Eschabayim, go to Shir, Esch Magachir, Pshat, and follow Gazach. So we had a big Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kamil, a holy Rebbe, was a Rebbe, and Chaim Kamil was a very big God of Torah. The last 15 years of his life, he lost his ability to read. He couldn't read. His eyesight wasn't so good. He could walk, but not read. That's why I can't learn. He's saying Shurim Tifrach Ufakim. So people read for him. He said Shurim Tifrach Ufakim every week. Strak, 15 years of life, not being able to read. I used to call him Erev Shabbos on the phone. He said, take out a medrash, read me this keta. People read to him, and he wasn't the brachin. Now he can't read. He can't read. All his life is learning. Now he chalila can't read. Lo aleinu, not miyush at all. He people read to him, he knew everything, but he read to him, made it clear. He said shurim, all tminim kesidram, 15 years more. Wow. So this the Rav Dan says a big yisod. Rav Papa says, Abaye says, Kamoi Masu Nafshay Kirsh Hashem. You have to be Masu Nefesh. What's not jump to a yad, but what's Lashver for you? Lashver for you. Do it. Bratzen Bislavos. It is a famous Archaim and Mishalach that the Bria is Meshuvah to Amelia Torah. Amelia Torah Bria Meshuvah. It's Mele Rav. Rabbi Spanyora, Marchulin Das Zayin, goes to Yam, splits it alone because he's merely a Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was before Matan Torah. Acher Matan Torah, Tanayim, Mesirishis, Amelia Torah. I once heard from Rav Valchin, Tzatzal, Amelia Torah, Amelia, you above Teva, you're going to the Gemara again, Amelia Torah, go again, not the Teva, go over it again, you don't understand it, go over it again, Amelia Torah, oh. Most nefesh, you're being above teva. Shem stems you. I'll go to you above teva. I'll split the yam for you. Bria meshuvah tamilia Torah. The Asmiach famous, where he lived in Devinsk, and once it was a very short, famous meisah. There was a very short winter, and the yam was all over. And there was a dam. The yam was going to above the dam, flood the whole city. So they called the priest. Priest yelled and yelled. Nothing happened to the priest. He told the yam to go down. Yeah, the yam didn't go down. He said, I'll put between cherim, miad, Amelia Tur, Shem shall help us with Mos Nefesh. Our Papa said, Abai said, Kamoi, Mos Nefesh, Hashem, Shem makes Nisim. We should be Mos Nefesh in our life, where we are, our shul, our yeshiva, our shir, our house, our home, wherever we can. A little bit shvira, Shem shall help us. Mos Nefesh, Shem will make us Nisim, give us Sat Ishmael. We have to have many Yeshuas. Everyone needs the Yeshua. Mos Nefesh, above Teva, Hashem will give you Yeshua. You and all cry Israel, Amen. Yeshua shall give you Sat Ishmael. Shall be healthy and happy. Be Ratzach in your life, children, raise children well, have happy lives, and have a big Hatzlacha. Amen.